find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
Okay, so Pedialyte, you know, parents like to use it a lot for their kids if they're sick and get dehydrated.
Yeah, a lot of babies and toddlers and things, right?
Yeah, it like replenishes the electrolytes, all that jazz. So I actually even use it for my dog if he's ever sick.
And oh, really?
It does make a difference for sure. So Pedialyte was figuring out that after a while, adults were actually using this to kind of recover from hangovers.
It makes sense because you get dehydrated when you have alcohol.
Heck yes. Yeah, I was going to say, you ever wake up in the morning after drinking too much and like you chug bottles and bottles of water? Well, they decided to actually create a new product called Sparkling Rush. It's a powder that turns into a fizzy drink when mixed with water.
And
it comes in grape and cherry flavors, and it's kind of like used as a sports drink as well.
Okay.
But yeah, you can use this as a recovery from hangovers. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Nice little
like
benefit
that.
There. Yep.
This is pretty cool. Apparently, watching HGTV and all these other channels for so many years is actually it's working out for the younger generation, according to a new survey. People would rather roll up their sleeves and do remodeling projects on their own than hire someone else to do them. And surprisingly, the younger generation, the millennials, are more likely than any other generation to take on DIY projects, which I kind of find surprising because I feel like younger people don't really know how to do those things.
I think it depends on where you fall in that millennial category, like maybe our age range.
Yeah.
We're more so about doing stuff. I totally like doing stuff myself, but the only problem is sometimes I'll watch it and I'm like, oh, I could totally do that. Then I'll start a project and I'm like, wait, I think I'm getting ahead of myself.
See, that's the problem. There's so many people, they don't have the actual skills in order to do something, so they just try and take it on. So if you are taking on some home improvement projects, please do something that you know you can actually accomplish.
That's right.
You don't want to electrocute yourself or put a hole in your wall where you're not supposed to put it or things like that.
That's when you just put a picture over it.
There you go. That's Coffee Talk for this morning.